Hello, everyone. It's Tiffany, the Miracles Coach, your go-to girl for all things miracles. Thank you so much again for joining me on this Monday morning. This is your Monday morning miracles message. And today we're just going to continue where we left off from the prior weeks. We have been talking about the law of attraction, about manifesting miracles. And today we're going to talk about how to go about receiving your miracles. And I don't know if you guys remember, but I was telling you last week and the week prior that receiving is probably one of the places where people get hung up the most. You know, we can get the asking part down. We may even believe that these things are possible. There's something in us that says, you know what, I know that that's possible. But then receiving is really difficult. And I have to admit, I am one of those people that have a very difficult time receiving. I am a giver. I'm a nurturer by nature. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. And I have been for a very long time. I'm 34 years old. I've been married for almost 15 years and been with my husband for almost 20. So I have been, basically giving all of my life, and it's something that just comes naturally to me. But when it comes to receiving, that's something that's very difficult for me. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. And just know that these podcasts are something that I really just want to do for you all, because I just love sharing everything that I know and any little nuggets that I can give you that will help you create the life that you want. That's my desire and that's my goal. But there isn't a lot that can be covered in this 15 minutes. It just really takes a lot more time. I've read dozens of books to learn all of these things. So it's not something that you're going to learn or get overnight. But I feel like this will get you on a path to at least learning how, you know, these things work. And then you can do your own research in the future and, you know, all of that to figure it all out from there. But in the meantime, I want to talk to you about receiving. About 2 weeks ago, we talked about how to ask. Last week, we talked about how to believe and, you know, the importance of believing for your miracles. And now we're going to talk about the importance of being able to receive. So like we said, the last step in creating miracles, the process of asking, believing, and receiving is obviously receiving. And so today we're going to talk about the receiving aspect. And again, this is where a lot of people get hung up. You think that just sitting back and receiving would be really easy, right? But it really is easier said than done. Many people struggle in this area. Like I said, I'm not an exception here. And not being able to receive limits your ability to create. It cuts everything off for you. And so there's, just a lot to this. So I want to just go ahead and dive right in. So getting what you want in no way takes from anyone else. That's one of the most important things to know when it comes to receiving. Some people feel like, well, who am I to want all of this? Or who am I to want, you know, this amount of money, and there's poor people, or this car, and this person doesn't have a car. Like, let go of all of that, okay? Because it's really not about what you have. Like, what you have doesn't change anything for anybody else. Just because you have $1 million doesn't mean that somebody else is going to go without. People have a choice of how they want to live their life, and so you're in no way taking from anybody. The universe is abundant. There's more than enough money. There's more than enough clients, you know, spouses, men, women, you know, whatever. It's jobs. There's enough of all of it for all of us to go around. So there's no reason for us to feel like someone else has to lose in order for us to win. Okay, so that's one of the first things. Also remember that miracles are not for perfect people. And this is where that last week's aspect of believing comes in, because again, like I said last week, what you believe and, you know, who you really see yourself as and what you see that you're worthy of and what you believe that you're capable of achieving, all that stuff determines how you feel about receiving. If you don't believe that you're worthy, if you don't believe that you're capable of achieving whatever it is that you're going after, then it's not going to happen. And if you don't believe that, you know, you're good enough, because, you know, only perfect people or only people who have it all together or people who've never done anything wrong or whatever, you know, deserve miracles and you don't, then that's going to, you know, limit your ability to create what you're trying to create. Miracles are for everyone. And I can't stress that enough. There's nothing that someone else deserves more than you. I don't care what the situation is. Your mistakes don't define you. They don't determine your worth or affect your ability to create. The only thing that does affect it is your thoughts about it and your you know, your perception of it. If you believe that you're not capable or you're not worthy, then that's what's going to manifest into your life, basically. All right. So your inability to let go of any mistakes or any other problems or things that you may be holding on to can definitely limit what you're trying to do in your life. And so that's why it's so important to remember that miracles are for everyone. There are no exceptions. Okay. So another really important part of creating miracles is letting go. Is so vital. So we'll start with that. Letting go of any mistakes or any, you know, imperfections that you have. Like, let go of all that stuff. Letting go can create, can relate to so many things, but we're going to start with unforgiveness. So like I said, when you have made a mistake or when there's something that you've done wrong, it in no way stops you from being able to change that. You wake up every day with the ability to change anything that you've done yesterday that you didn't like. You can change it. You can turn it around. So letting go of, you know, things that you've done, forgive yourself, forgive other people, letting go of past hurts. You choosing not to forgive someone doesn't hurt the other person. It only hurts you. And any hangups about your past will block your road to abundance, and it will block it in every area of your life. So take inventory of your life, take inventory of your relationships, see where you may be holding on to things or people or situations or anything that are that's no longer serving you. Who might you need to forgive? Who might you need to let go of? Is there somebody in your life causing problems? Is there somebody that you've known for a very long time that you just, you know, it's just useless having them around? Like, what are those things that you really need to let go of? And most importantly, like I said, self-forgiveness is a really huge one. You know, when it comes to bringing miracles and money and things like that into your life, self-forgiveness, self-inventory is so huge. You know, it's your opportunity to take inventory of what's going on in your life and figure out exactly what needs to change. And if there's something that you've done that you're still dealing with or that you're still holding on to, it's okay to forgive yourself and let it go. Have compassion for yourself. Have, you know, be patient with yourself. Just know that you're not perfect and it's okay, whatever mistakes that you've made, and you can let them go. Okay. And take your time and really dig deep on that one. That one's a really, really big, big one for a lot of people. All right. So the next thing we want to let go of is fear, worry, and limiting beliefs. Now, we talked about limiting beliefs last week, but it's important to mention them again here. So what stories are you telling yourself that may be keeping you from manifesting? So here's something important to remember. All right, so when we think about miracles, and when we think about, like we talked about in the very first week, my very first podcast, and we talked about connecting with God and, you know, creating that synergy that we need to create miracles. Well, God's unlimited, right? So if God is unlimited and he lives within you and he's a part of you, then therefore you're unlimited as well. There's really no limits for you. And as long as you believe that you're not limited, then you'll continue to soar and you'll continue to be able to create what you desire. But as soon as you start giving that power over and thinking that you're not, you know, able or you're not worthy or whatever, that's when it stops. So it's so important to remember that there's no limit on what you can do. And when you start to create attachments to things and when you start holding on to things, that's where limits come in. That's where you bring limits in. So you have to remember that it's important to just not feel limited. Don't let beliefs hold you back. Don't believe that, you know, the things that you've learned, and we all learn these things. We all learn that, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, and, you know, you have to work for everything you have, and you have to work hard for money. And, you know, there's so many different beliefs that we've been taught as we've grown up. But it's important to remember that none of those things are necessarily true. You know, I mean, money doesn't really grow on trees, but you know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of things that people taught us, like working hard and you can't get anything without working. And granted, we do have to work for things, but, you know, miracles don't really work that way. They can be created in any type of situation. It doesn't have to be work. So it's so important to just know that when you place limits, that's what, you know, stops your creation, your creating process. And that's where you have problems. If you just stay open, stay free, everything that you need will come to you in the time that it's meant to. Okay. So let's talk about the negative thought patterns and beliefs about money. You can't do this. Who do you think you are? You don't deserve this. You're not worthy. It's not possible. You'll never have what you desire. All of that stuff, you just need to tell it to have a seat, I have this under control. I don't need any help, and just let it go. Okay, because the ego is always there to start talking and start telling you what you can't do. And oh, remember last time you tried to do that and that didn't work. And you just look like a total fool and you just look like a failure. That's meant to be there. But you are able to release those thoughts and say, you know what? I know better than that. I know that just because that happened last time doesn't mean that has to happen this time. This is my time. And I know that everything that I'm asking for, I'm meant to have and I'm worthy of and I'm ready. And so you just let it go. Okay. Choose to think positively about yourself. When those negative thoughts come up, flip the switch, for example. One of my favorite things to do. When you get a negative thought, like I told you, I think a couple weeks back, one of mine was, there's never enough money, or there's always just enough money. And so one of my new mantras is, there's always more than enough money for everything that I need and desire. All right. And I always say that when I feel like, you know, I feel limited, or when I feel like my limits are coming on, or when those beliefs are coming up, that's what I say. I always believe that there's more than enough money for everything that I need and desire, so I don't have to worry, okay? So flip the switch. Make yourself a new mantra. When you notice that there's a limiting belief that you have, make a new one, okay? What you focus on expands. So if you're going to allow your thoughts to create your outcome, make sure they're creating the outcome that you actually want, all right? All right, and lastly, let's let go of control attachment specific outcomes. Like I said, those bring limits. So we can be such control freaks sometimes, and I know we're all guilty of it. You know, I won't be happy unless I have that man or that job or that car or that house. But maybe that isn't always what's best for you in the moment. You may think you know exactly what you need, but I'm telling you, I've learned this from experience. God knows best. He always has my best interest in mind. And it's perfectly fine to set goals. In fact, it's encouraged. However, you cannot get wrapped up in controlling how things happen. And you can't get attached to outcomes. Trust me, it only prolongs the process. For example, when I bought my house, I really was not sure, you know, what exactly I wanted as far as my house was concerned. But I knew basics. I knew some specifics, but I couldn't say, well, I want that particular house. Like, I didn't go to a neighborhood and just say, okay, that's the house I want, and I don't want anything else, and that's it, and that's the end all be all. Like, you can't be that way. I remember even when I was manifesting my car, I, you know, chose a car because, you know, it's good to make a choice. It gives the universe some direction on what to do, right? So I did choose a car, and I really put energy on this car. I went to, you know, I didn't test drive it, but I went to see it at the dealership. I made a little, you know, slideshow of it with some music in the background so I could look at it and visualize it all day. And, you know, I put a lot of energy on it, but I didn't end up getting that car. But if I was attached to that one, and if I was like, well, I don't want any car but this car, and it has to be this exact one, I wouldn't have gotten the one that I have that I love. So it's just important to remember to not be attached. It's so hard to get people to understand that. That's where we get hung up the most, I think, is in the attachment, thinking that everything has to be this way. Oh, well, I want to get married, and since I'm already with Joey, then Joey's going to be the person that I want, and I don't want anybody else. But you know that your relationship isn't the best with Joey, but you're just kind of settling there. And if you give the universe room to bring you what you really want, and if you just open to receive what it is that, you know, God has for you, you'll find that somebody much better than Joey will come along, and you'll have a much better life and a much better experience because you remained open and you were not attached. All right? Don't get wrapped up in controlling things. Let things happen how they happen. All right? Trust that the universe can handle all of your requests and is fully capable of bringing you exactly what you need and desire in ways you didn't even know were possible. All right? And so let me say this again in case you missed it before. This is the most important part of the receiving process. Not worrying about the how. The how is not your business. The how is not your job. Your job is to ask, believe, and open up to receive. Let go. That's it. How it's going to come, you know, people try to figure it all out. Okay, well, let me see. I need $10,000 in. How will this money come to me? I don't have anybody that owes me money. I don't have any taxes that are owed to me. You know, I owe money in student loans. Oh, I don't want anybody to die. I don't want an inheritance. Oh my God, like, how is this money going to come? Listen, don't worry about that, okay? You cannot worry about the how. If you knew how amazing God is and how wide and just limitless this universe is, you would know that there are so like a million and two ways to bring you whatever it is that you want. You never have to be attached to how it happens. And it's so important that you don't. Like I said, your only job is to ask, believe, and receive. You cannot worry about how it comes. And I'm telling you, if any step trips people up, a lot of times it's the receiving process in general, because people can't let go of things. People can't, you know, let go of those limiting beliefs. They have those little, you know, nagging beliefs back there. But the biggest one is the how. People get so caught up in the how. It's not your problem. Don't worry about it. Just ask, believe, receive, let it go, and let it come however it's going to come. And you'll be so much happier when it comes the way that it's supposed to, because you won't have any hand in it. And you're not in control anyway, right? We think so, but we're not. So just let it come how it does and just be open to receive, and everything will be great. Okay, so that's basically it. I just wanted to share those tips with you about receiving. I hope that it was useful to you. Again, this is Tiffany, the Miracles Coach, and this has been your Monday Morning Miracles Message. If you're looking for me, you can find me at themiraclescoach.com. You can also find me on Facebook at The Miracles Coach, and then you can also find me on Twitter at Coach Tiffany V. And I actually just started an Instagram, so you can find me at The Miracles Coach there. So I'm pretty much all over social media. I'm guessing if you put in The Miracles Coach on any platform at this point, you can probably find me. So that's where I'll be. If you're interested in going further with this or learning more, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for all of your support. It means so much to me. I hope you guys have an amazing week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.